Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and boy, I think we might be looking at a bit of a losing case situation over here, ladies and gentlemen. So for anybody that doesn't know, the other day, iPhones, at least as far as it went into the United Kingdom, suddenly got this prompt. Confirm you are 18 plus. The UK law requires you to confirm you're an adult. Yeah, we live in a world where millions of people who are using fucking iPhones have just magically decided to get these prompts. Now, in a lot of cases, some people are magically getting their account somehow approved because they've had an Apple account over 18 years of age. So that typically means you've been alive at least 18 years to be using your Crapple account. But some people have not. And it turns out that millions of people apparently, or at least a bunch of them according to at least some reports over here, have turned out that these people are locked into child by default mode. So I looked a little bit closer into this, and unfortunately, in some cases, people were like, I'm unable to verify I'm over 18 because I don't have a credit card. And surprisingly, not everyone has a credit card, and this person got the credit card verification system, I guess. Anyone else in the same situation? Apple seems to assume everyone over 18 has a credit card, but I'm 50 years old and I've never had one. I don't even have a passport or a photo driver's license either, so I guess I'm stuck. Now, at this point, I almost have considered that maybe, just maybe, some of this might be bait. Because when you're 50 years of age, again, I get not having a passport. Surprisingly, many people that I've met don't have passports. Because generally, if you're not really traveling anywhere, if you don't have those, ambitions, then you don't really leave the country. But when it comes to a photo driving license, I'm a little bit questioning on this because, at least when it comes to Canada and most places I went to in the United States, getting a photo driving license isn't really that super expensive, nor is it really that difficult, right? Generally, it's getting the driver's license once that's the most painful part of the process, and usually that just means you fill out a couple forms and call it a day. But when he says he doesn't have a credit card, I can understand that. Some people don't. And apparently he said that he applied for a virtual credit card with the PayPal app and added it to my Apple Wallet. Now again, I look at this shit and I think, wait, so you can get a virtual line of credit but you don't have a fucking photo driving license? Something ain't making sense in this story. So again, I looked a little bit further, and there were some people that also had these situations as well. For instance, this person said that they experienced the debacle of verifying your age in iOS 26.4. They update last night, they spent the next 40 minutes banging their head against a wall trying to verify. First, they used the credit card route, and all fine until they got to verify your purchase in your banking app. And of course, they also had just an insane level of issue right over here too. And then he tried scanning passport details, but then it says scan the back of an ID, and it's a passport, Apple. There's no way to scan the back. Now look, ultimately the end of this, there is unfortunately a situation where at least in parts of the world like the UK, Apple does need to be verifying your age. And there's a couple ways to do this. There's the tried and traditional use a credit card, there's scan a driver's license or a passport. Or hopefully you get caught in the dragnet where Apple says, yeah, you're old enough, we can attest to it, you've been using the devices long enough. Point of this story, ladies and gentlemen, is not that we're auditing these situations and kind of taking a little bit of a closer look at every single one. We should be doing that. But the reality of it is this shouldn't be happening, okay? There shouldn't be OS level age verifications. So when you get this screen, I just want you to understand that it doesn't really appear that the phone itself is being blocked. Like, even if you don't choose to verify your age, nothing stops you from using your phone to make a call, send a text message, or do anything of that nature. Like, the basic functionality of a phone is not blocked in this case. However, if you want to install things like applications, for instance, and there's a lot of applications that are deemed for adults only, well, your most typical route is going through the App Store. And if you can't verify your age, you may actually be blocked off from using certain applications. And some could say that that's almost like limiting the phone's functionality. And to an extent, I would actually agree. But a lot of it also comes with restricting people's access to information, which they usually can get through applications. Even though, yeah, you can open up the web browser and there's no limitation there to go to any social media site and browse whatever you want. But let's be real, there's some functionalities that are only available via an app. And I think having to verify yourself to install a fucking program on a piece of hardware you buy is the most asinine shit that I've ever actually seen. Now, look, the whole age verification debacle is sort of advancing at such a rapid rate that we're going to look through a lot more things than just Apple. Okay, Apple is one, you know, mix into this. There's also been situations where I guess Reddit has been requiring that you could use Face ID to prove that you're not a bot. Now, we all talked about how internet traffic is mostly ridden with bots at this point. Like, a lot of the internet that we look at is mostly just, you know, synthetic, right? Like, it's mostly just bots interacting with other bots. You know, at some point I look in the comment section for a YouTube video and I think, how many of these people are actually humans and how many of them are actually AIs? I wouldn't be able to fucking tell. Now, Steve Huffman was on a podcast talking about like, hey, maybe we can use like a face scan. So Face ID. Now, Face ID on an iPhone is actually a facial scanning like biometric where instead of connecting to the internet, basically an onboard neural AI uses a scan of your face where it like projects tons of dots and creates this like, you know, a mapping of your face. Now, it's all stored locally. So again, if Steve Huff is saying that we can verify humans by using the Face ID metric, that's not necessarily the worst thing that I've actually heard, since no information actually leaves your phone. It just basically is your phone saying, yeah, it's a human being. Let us in. I don't think that's necessarily bad, but it's not technology you could apply to every single smartphone en masse. However, that's not even age verification. That's just going down to like bot verification. Think of it like a really expensive form of applying a fucking CAPTCHA. Now again, I think that this whole age verification shit has gotten so bad to the point that I think that there's a legitimate conspiracy some people have believed in where I guess the internet or at least these tech companies have unleashed so much AI shit into the world that because there's so much synthetic information and so many bot accounts that now when it comes to these same companies selling advertisements, they now have to prove to the advertisers like, hold on guys, there's actual humans on our website, not just bots. I mean, seriously, think about it yourself. Like, every time you go onto the internet and you see two people arguing, how can you confirm they're not actual clankers, right? Like, how do you fucking confirm they're not bots? You know? So again, for the advertiser who's looking at like a company and it's like, well, how many, you have 1 billion users? Okay, how many of those users actually have the ability to raise revenue? How many of those people, if we show them ads, can actually buy from there? How many of them are not just ones and zeros? And again, I feel like any of these tech companies don't have the ability to like validate that. So it's like, well, I guess just start verifying yourself, guys. So at least we can report that a certain percentage of our people are actually human beings. You know, it's to a point where even things like ChatGPT, and I don't use ChatGPT, I've used it like once to show off a product where I actually did give them money at one point, right? Just to access some of their elevated features. I forget exactly what I was showing off. But what's interesting is when I go to my ChatGPT account, you can see this is my actual account. It's just my Microsoft account rolled over to OpenAI. You can see that even ChatGPT is like, hey, can you start age verifying yourself? Okay, well, what does that process include? Okay, verify your age. So I'm going to go click on that, and immediately it loads up Persona, which they want to verify me, and they basically said that you consent to this company collecting your biometric data. Your biometric data will only be used to confirm your age and identity and will be deleted after verification is complete. Yeah, bro, I believe that shit. I believe that shit like I believe in the fucking tooth fairy. So again, we'll hit continue over here, and the next thing they want is make sure it's you. So they're going to scan my face and use a vision model to confirm if this guy, this fat Indian, is over the age of 18. Now, I imagine it's going to hit, but I also don't want to do this. I think any website asking you to do this, immediately you click that big old X button, you hit that cancel, and you just close right out of it. I feel like if any social media or phone service or anything starts asking me for this, I have a simple hardline rule as to say no. The only organization I could probably give my age verification to is probably YouTube, simply because I already gave them my actual information for tax purposes because they end up actually paying me. So age verification makes sense. But if Mark Zuckerberg wants my shit, okay? If Elon Musk wants it, if any of these other fucking assholes want it, they can get bent. In fact, even looking at YouTube, for instance, one of the bugs that came out like 3 days ago was, take action now to keep access to your channel. Due to a local law, you need to invite a parent to set up supervision in order to have a channel and do things like upload videos or comment. So some people ended up getting this, and I saw this on the YouTube subreddit. Now, I didn't get this error myself, so I imagine it may have launched for certain countries. Turns out, according to some people, it actually might have been a bug, which is an interesting bug to be throwing around. Like, imagine somebody looks at their YouTube channel and goes, shit, I could get it deleted unless I give them my ID? Well, fuck me, I might as well give it to them. And it's a lot of headaches that I don't understand at all. Now, look, I think the fight for iPhones have been lost because Tim Cook was literally in Washington in December of 2025, and he was actually trying to fight against these things like App Store Accountability Acts. But look, ever since Meta and YouTube got their big lawsuit a couple days ago, and I talked about this, unfortunately, the problem with those lawsuits is while now YouTube and Facebook are basically liable, like at this point, every clown court is going to be looking at, every bus bench personal injury lawyer is going to be looking at YouTube and Facebook for social media addiction like lawsuits. And they're going to go after them. And at this point, none of these sites have any other option other than forcing the age verification shit down your throats. Because they're going to say, look, before we get sued for unknowingly giving addictive algorithms to kids, which it turns out at least for Facebook, they didn't really, it's not like they didn't know. They're going to basically invoke this kind of crap. And for these companies, especially Facebook, who has been allegedly linked to lobbying for some of these laws, wants it to be baked into the operating system. And that is a net loss for not just all of us, but especially for people that really, really do enjoy their privacy. I think privacy is a human fucking right. I can't say that enough. Now, unfortunately, when it comes to things like operating systems, we've all seen the laws in California, we've all seen the laws in Brazil, Colorado, New York, Illinois, just fuck me in the ass. Everyone's doing it. And these laws have basically made it so that they're targeting age verification into the operating system even more. So, in fact, this whole situation has blown up so hard that it's created almost like this civil war, the sort of like schism shift inside the Linux community, right? Now, I'm a Linux user, and for me, I don't use Microsoft Windows unless it's in like a virtual machine. I have a MacBook back over there, which I do a lot of stuff on, but generally my main system is Linux. Now, Linux is an open source operating system, open source kernel, and generally there's a lot of flavors of Linux that exist. You can download tons of different distributions. How do you govern something that is open source and is easily able to be shared around with pretty much anybody in the world? You fucking don't, except unless you're like a politician that thinks they can get away with some crazy shit. Like, for instance, the CacheOS community, which is the actual system that I use, and again, just to show you what I'm using here, just to slap on a little fast fetch, you can see that I'm sitting on the old CacheOS right over here. And of course, CacheOS said in their own forums that, listen, we're based in Germany, okay? And ultimately, these laws don't actually exist there right now, so we're not going to do anything about age verification. Meaning that if you're sitting in California, you can still download CacheOS. Unless, of course, CacheOS was distributing this shit in California, which I guess the law wouldn't be friendly for them. Then they also said they utilized the systemd framework, and there's no plans to stop using this or switch to an alternative. CacheOS does not implement anything to do with age verification using systemd. And systemd doesn't even have age verification. And they said, if you don't want to use something like systemd, find another distribution. Now, what is systemd in particular? It's actually caused a fair bit of drama in the last week regarding this whole age verification and Linux shit. So systemd is basically the init system. So when you're firing up a Linux computer, the init system basically fires up the first program and any other parallel thing that you need for the kernel and basically for the services powering your operating system. Now, systemd is by far the most powerful and, well, not the most powerful, the most popular init system that's out there. And of course, one of the things that got added by a coder, somebody that I believe is from Microsoft, but I'd have to check into that, they added a functionality to it where it stores a user's birth date for age verification. And they said that all these laws basically require it. So what that said was basically they added in an age verification portal, or at least this project is, and that needs a data source for the user's age. UserDB already stores things like your email address, your real name, your location, or birthday. So it just felt like that's where the natural fit was going to be, right? That's where they were. That's where they would put the birthdate field. So again, the only issue that I have over here is that even though that it's malicious compliance in that you're adding this yourself, there's no scanning of a passport, there's nothing of that nature. You are just entering in a age. So you could enter in, I was born in 1923 or something like that, and that's what the field would report it as. Now, this is what we call malicious compliance. So again, don't think that, you know, they're Linux is going to ask you to like scan your passports or whatever. However, I think that even if you're maliciously complying, it's still compliance, right? Like, at some point down the road, a politician is going to look at this and probably change their wording so that maybe more information ends up getting required. We should never tolerate a system where these scumbag politicians now have forced us to give our information into operating systems that can then be grabbed by APIs at will. Like, that is fucking insanity. We've reached a point of actual, pure fucking insanity at this point. That's where we're at with this situation, right? And again, if you're like a Linux user, look, if you don't like systemd, there's other options. Like, you could probably switch to something like OpenRC, which is a different init system that doesn't fucking do this. But what happens if down the road even this project considers putting it in? Are we going to get to a point where we're going to be fucking jerry-rigging our Linux systems together by patching out certain things and putting certain other things? I mean, that's the headache that is headed our direction. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, Linux does have to somewhat comply, because for anybody that doesn't know, Linux is not just used by the fucking weirdo like me sitting in their desktop. It's used by a lot of big companies. Valve, for instance, distributes an entire product called the Steam Deck, which comes with a derivative of Arch Linux called SteamOS. SteamOS uses systemd. And because SteamOS is technically sold in the state of California, and a lot of these states that are pushing for these laws, they do have to introduce a lot of these unfortunate restrictions that we don't really fucking care for. And that goes for anybody that's selling a laptop with Linux inside it. That also goes for anybody that's selling a fucking server. That also goes for anybody that's hosting a Linux server in like a certain part of the world. That is the headache, okay? That's the fucking problem. I think when I go back to the United Kingdom and I see laws like this, what's insane about it to me is, like, you can read things like the Online Safety Bill, and just, like, one of the most hilarious forms of irony over here, even people who gave oral evidence and witnesses for this bill, people like Liren Velman, well, it turns out even people like this ended up actually getting caught in the dragnet of talking to underage children themselves. So in this case, this is a wild story where this 30-year-old man who basically wants to give oral testimony about keeping the internet safe was talking to a law enforcement officer sending a video of their penis to what they thought was a 13-year-old girl at the time. So just imagine, okay, the people who are involved in the process of producing this legislation, the scumbag politicians in this case, are the ones that are getting caught in a lot of this dog shit to begin with. You know, and it's like, because of people like this, we all have to kind of pay the price ourselves. Now look, if you're an iPhone user and you're somebody that really doesn't want to give up your age or ID in any capacity, look, there are other options. For now, there's at least things like GrapheneOS, where at least the people behind it have said it's going to be usable by anyone in the world without requiring any personal information, identification, or even an account. GrapheneOS and our services will remain available internationally. If GrapheneOS devices can't be sold in a region due to regulations, so be it. Now, obviously, not every company has the luxury of doing that shit at all. But look, I think we do have some options for privacy that are remaining, as dwindling as they may be. I just think it's insane we've gotten to a point that I feel like the battle is almost lost in that way, where, you know, overnight, like, especially after this YouTube Meta lawsuit, it seems like, you know, we had Apple pushing this age verification crap, Reddit talking about using Face ID, which arguably isn't as egregious as we've seen over here. We have the Linux community basically split in half, going through a fucking civil war as to, like, hey, we have this age verification compliance. And by the way, most people don't really enjoy it, but also most people don't really understand it. Even if it's malicious compliance, it's compliance nonetheless to a law that in reality should be thrown out, you know, in record time. You know, one thing that I can say is at least parts of the internet have been so kind as to, like, give a giant middle finger for the rest of us. Like, 4chan, for instance, got fined about 450,000 British pounds for effectively lacking age verification. So, unfortunately, kids, according to the Ofcom agency, were seeing pornography, right? Now, of course, obviously, with this fine, you would imagine, was 4chan scared? No. They just sent this AI image of a hamster about to eat a peanut. And that's pretty much the only logical response you can ever give to these tyrannical fucking governments and these tyrannical agencies that are pushing for this kind of crap in the first place, right? Look, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think that, like I've always been saying for the end of last year and now this year, the internet's going to look so radically different. Shit, even before GTA 6 actually drops, right? Like, that game is allegedly coming out November of this year. And I think by the time, you know, autumn rolls around, the internet around the world is going to look drastically different. Because for every day that passes, right, like for every time I scream into the void, a bill moves in motion, it passes. And in some cases, people just end up kind of complying with the shit, man. Like, and it's not okay. It's not something that we should be totally fine with. Look, I think the internet and computers were made at a time where I guess people didn't imagine this was ever going to be a thing. I am so happy, actually, that computers, operating systems, the internet existed back in the 90s, because if this technology emerged with the mentality politicians have today, we would have computers that have been locked down with only approved applications allowed to be installed, approved things being done. Hell, we probably would have had OS-level surveillance at this point. And that is not something that I'm fucking okay with. I am not okay with the direction this shit is taking place. But ultimately, look, there are Linux distributions out there that at least allow you to run your computers without giving your shit up, without even making an account in some cases. There are cell phones, right, which do value your privacy, you know, GrapheneOS, providers like that, that are actually making usable operating systems, in most cases, without the actual abhorrent cancers that a lot of these big companies are pumping in. But I just think it's fucking insane, man. You think that a law comes out in the UK, it can't affect you. Oh, it can. Oh, it can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Mudahar, and I'm out.